the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When traveling to explore new places and cultures, it's important to consider how we can make our trips more sustainable to protect communities and the environment. Traveling sustainably doesn't have to be difficult. Start by supporting local businesses or take small steps to reduce your carbon footprint. I'm Emily Yip. Missouri State University's Dr. David Perkins joins me today to shed light on sustainable travel and how we can be more eco-conscious travelers. He's Assistant Professor of Geography and Sustainable Tourism.
One of the things that you want to look at is the comprehensive nature of sustainability and how it relates to tourism. We often hear about sustainable tourism, we think about ecotourism, we think about green travel. But one of the other things we need to think about, not only our environmental impact, but we need to think about our social impact and how we spend our money and how we use our tourism dollars to support various communities. So for example, tourism is often used as a tool for development around the world. It can be a developing nation. It can be a developing area within Missouri. It can be access to rural populations as well. And so as a result of that, we're able to really think about what it means to be sustainable, which is supporting a community, supporting culture, and supporting the environment. And with all of that, since this is an exchange property, we're really looking at supporting economically all of these entities.
What should people consider most when it comes to sustainable travel?
As we all know, flying high in our atmosphere puts out a lot of carbon dioxide. And as a result, we do increase our carbon footprint. And so as a result of that, we have to think about how far we're traveling and how much we're contributing to global emissions and, of course, subsequently impacting our global climate system. How do you adjust that? Well, oftentimes traveling locally is a good way to do that. Missouri, for example, the Ozarks region, we have so much to offer. A lot of times I talk to people and they don't even know the splendors in their own back door. When I talk about environmental protection and thinking about your carbon footprint, I often stress traveling locally. One of those other tenets, though, is the social aspect. When we travel, it's often tough to trace the pathway of our dollars, but if you just take a little bit more effort in understanding where your tourism dollars are going, it can have a lot of impact on a local community. One of the terms I often like to talk about is called capital leakage. What that means is you spend money in a particular area. The question is does the money stay in the local area or does it go back, say, to a corporate headquarters? When you don't have that leakage, a lot of your money ends up staying with the local community. And as we all know, that will support local jobs, that will really help that area grow to where it'll inspire entrepreneurs and so forth. One of the other elements there is preservation of culture. That comes in the form of understanding where you're going to begin with. So you can, you know, appreciate other cultures, you can learn from those, but also understanding that many cultures start to go away if they're not preserved in sort of a tourism type aspect. The UNESCO World Heritage Sites are really good for doing that. You have these criteria that different locations around the world will adhere to, and they're all about preserving culture and the environment.
Be aware of greenwashing, a false or misleading claim made by companies about the environmental benefits of their product or service.
Greenwashing is very prevalent out there. We have a lot of organizations that want to use the sustainability term to sort of garner business, to use it as a marketing device. We don't want to think of it as too nefarious of an effort. Sometimes, in my observation, organizations think they're being very sustainable or are just trying to start, and they're not really doing it properly. We want to think of it as kind of this continuum of how they're marketing their facility and if they actually are adhering to sustainable principles. In terms of sustainability, see if they have employees dedicated to those services. I was recently looking at some tourism resources in Singapore, and I'm actually going to be traveling there this summer. And one of the organizations, part of the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, is called the Marina Bay Sands. And so I went on their website to sort of see how they are indeed engaging with sustainability. They have their own Office of Sustainability. They talk not only about recycling and the greening of their landscape and also their carbon footprint, but they talk about corporate issues, employee satisfaction, various elements of social sustainability. Once you start touching on those elements, you start seeing a dedicated group of people at the organization that's their purpose, and you start to see a branching beyond just the environmental aspects. I think you really can start to trust those types of elements as being not necessarily a greenwashed effort, but a legitimate correspondence with sustainability.
A helpful resource to find out more about global standards for sustainable travel and tourism is the Global Sustainable Tourism Council, gstcouncil.org. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.